Yes, welcome back to the show here on World Football Daily's Tuesday edition. Of course, it is the El Clasico edition. Real Madrid taking on Barcelona in the Camp Nou this evening in the Copa del Rey. And I'm delighted to be joined by one of World Football Daily's very own, one of our true bloods, Mr. Michael Lopez Merlos, joining us from the Mad About Football crew to have a look ahead to the big game tonight. Michael, how are you doing there today, mate?
Good, I'm doing really well. Thanks for the introduction.
Hey, man, we always like to give our own a good intro here on the show, mate. We always like to keep it in the WFD family. Not in that way, though. Look, we're going to get straight into a little bit of Barca-Real Madrid today, mate, because it's the huge game tonight. Firstly, how excited on a personal level are you for this one? Because with the Spanish League done, this El Clasico and the Copa del Rey really takes a new meaning, doesn't it?
It actually does, and if you think about it, it's actually one of the Clasicos. I mean, the pressure is always there, but it always seems like over the last couple of seasons, there's always been more pressure on the Real Madrid side. But now that Barcelona is almost on its heels in the Champions League tie against Milan, it almost seems like they can't really afford to be eliminated from Copa del Rey either. And so I'd like to see how Barcelona responds to that. You know, we're really not used to seeing Barcelona in pressure situations like the one that they're facing right now. But it's always a fun match to watch. I mean, you're talking about the two most prolific, most talented teams in Spain right now going head to head. And even though many think, oh, you know, the Copa del Rey second tier, no. You don't lose to your arch rival, even if it's, you know, you're playing checkers or Monopoly. So it'll be a very exciting game to watch, no doubt.
When you look at, talking about, and I love to go back to it, being an AC Milan fan myself, but when you look at that Barca against AC Milan game in the San Siro, how bad timing is that for Real Madrid in terms of Barca learning not to be so maybe slightly arrogant and patient in their game? Will they be going to be all out ruthlessness on the attack tonight, do you think?
Can you repeat that? Because you got cut off a little bit.
I was just saying the loss to AC Milan in because of maybe the patience that Barca showed in the Champions League. Is that bad for Madrid? Because now Barca will be kind of relentless coming out on the attack tonight, do you think?
Is it bad for Madrid? I mean, I think it's bad for any team that plays against Barcelona. But I don't think it's bad for Madrid. I mean, Barcelona needs to watch out as well. I mean, you got Cristiano Ronaldo coming at you. Kaká most likely will get the start. I mean, it's not a walk in the park either. I'm not sure if it's a bad thing for Real Madrid as much as it is for Barcelona. I don't think I would agree with that comment or that idea. I think I think both teams really need to watch out what happens and what each side does. Obviously, I don't think it's really it favors one team more than the other.
Neither side were too prolific on the weekend, both getting 2-1 wins from Madrid away from home against Depor. Who do you think looked the stronger side on the weekend going into this game then?
You know, that's a good question. I think I'm going to stick with the Real Madrid win over Deportivo. That game was a tough one for Madrid. I mean, they were down 1-0 for most of the game, and they finally pulled it out, a very heroic effort towards the end, towards the second half. And I think that win actually gives them a little bit more of momentum than Barcelona's win over the weekend. I think as far as momentum is concerned, I think Real Madrid will take a little bit more advantage of a win on the road like they got over the weekend than Barcelona. So with that win, they're still in a comfortable lead. Not that I'm saying that they might relax too much, but it's almost as if the win that Real Madrid got over the weekend was a little bit more important, if you will, with regards to the El Clasico that will be played today.
Michael, you mentioned that you expected Kaká to start in this game for Real Madrid. He's done very well recently for Los Blancos. Who makes way for Kaká? Do they move Ronaldo up front, or do they maybe take out someone like Ozil? How does he fit in here?
You know, I mean, I would kind of like to see Ozil and Kaká and Cristiano Ronaldo up front, but I mean, I guess that's my PlayStation team, right? You know, that's a very good question. I'm pretty sure that's a problem that all coaches would like to have. I don't see Ronaldo at any point coming out to make room for Kaká. I mean, you obviously have to play with Ronaldo. You're talking about a striker that gives you 40 goals a season. you know, arguably the best player in the world. I know a lot of the Messi fans might have something to say about that, but he is. You probably have to figure also, you know, it's kind of hard, man, but I would like to see that trio. I mean, wouldn't you?
I think
a lot of playmakers in the midfield.
I think we'd all like to see that, but do you see them maybe any like Benzema or Higuain stepping away from that main striker's role and there being a kind of that false number nine that we've seen Spain play around with being imparted in Madrid tonight?
You know, I think that Higuain will probably keep the starting role, and I think Benzema, the last few weeks he's been doing the alternating between the starting role and coming off the bench, and I think that when he comes off the bench to replace Higuain, I think he's actually a little bit more effective.
What about
if he were to start? I think Higuain gives him a little bit more dynamic when it comes to playing alongside Cristiano.
I mean, both of these strikers have come under a lot of criticism this season, Michael. Who do you think has maybe had a bit of a rougher time this season in terms of Benzema or Higuain? Because neither has got many favourites in the Real Madrid fans right now.
I mean, you know, that's another good question, Oliver. A lot of them, you know, ups and downs. Higuain has had the injuries as well. I mean, I guess with a personal bias, I mean, I would probably, you know, keep supporting Higuain in that attacking front for Real Madrid. I mean, not that Benzema is you know, is worse or, you know, is. I just think that perhaps he's a little bit slower. You know, but obviously when they both get a chance, they can create damage. But I mean, I would personally stick with Higuain up front alongside Cristiano Ronaldo. I think that's their best attacking duo.
There's plenty to talk about in the Madrid back four as well, with Pepe coming back in after his injury. And Varane looks like he most likely will be back on the bench. Do you agree with taking him out of this side when he's done so well in big games for Real Madrid in the last few weeks?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was reading the Spanish sporting news outlets, and they actually had a poll where the majority of the fans were asking for Varane to start. And I think the majority of the fans that voted, will go alongside your train of thought. I mean, obviously with his playing level, I think he should stay on the field. There's no reason why, you know, if a player's been responding well on the field, there's no reason to take him out.
And Pepe as well, he kind of carries
especially in a big game against Barcelona. I mean, if he's been one of your best backs the last few weeks, and now you're going up against Barcelona, which of course requires a lot of concentration on the defensive side, I don't see why you would take him out. I don't see why Mourinho would take him out.
Talking about the concentration needed on the defensive side and Pepe coming just back from injury, maybe being a little step slower than people would expect, how important is it going to be on top of your game against this Barca side? Because with very few injuries in it, they're going to come out with arguably the best starting 11 they can put on, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's always the best Barca side anytime they play Real Madrid. And again, as I mentioned before, I mean, because they're on their heels in Champions League play. They're probably not going to want to let go of their opportunity to continue in Copa del Rey. So it's a given that we're going to see the best side of Barcelona on the field and probably a Lionel Messi that will be very inspired and motivated to get another record. I don't know if you guys knew that he could tie another Barcelona record as the all-time leading scorer in the El Clásico Derby. If he scores, I think he's got 17. If he scores one more today, he'll tie Di Stefano as the all-time leading scorer in the El Clásico.
It wouldn't surprise many of us if he got it. I tell you what, Michael, that's for sure.
If he even passes, I mean, only one goal down. You know, that's nothing in the life of Messi. He'll score two or three whenever. Like, it's all good, you know?
Yeah, the guy seems to break a new scoring record every other week in Barcelona at the moment.
It's unbelievable. I keep track of so many records that he breaks. It's absolutely crazy.
What about this goalkeeping position? I said that it's expected that Pinto is going to play as he has been in the Copa del Rey. Do you agree with that, with such an important game for Barca? I mean, this is an opportunity, a treble they could throw away tonight.
I've never been a fan of Pinto. I don't think he's a solid backup for Valdés. I think there's been plenty of times where he's shown a little bit of, I guess, instability is the word. I mean, there's some plays that, you know, it kind of raises your eyebrow a little bit. But I wouldn't go with Pinto personally. I think I would keep Valdez in goal. And you know, we're talking about putting out the best team, the best Barcelona team. I mean, I guess if you keep Valdez out, it's not quite the best Barcelona team if you're counting the goalkeeper. But I wouldn't stick with Pinto. I wouldn't stick with him at all, especially for against a Real Madrid derby, even if it is practice or checkers or whatever it is. I think you would field Valdez.
There's not really been a problem for Madrid in scoring at the Camp Nou in recent contests away in Barcelona between these two sides. Do you think they've managed to get rid of that hoodoo that was surrounding their trips to Barcelona?
You know, I think that stuff, you know, about what happens and what doesn't happen in prior Clásicos and stats, I think all that stuff really doesn't come into play every time there's a new game. That's about to start again. Once the whistle blows, I think, I mean, players don't really think about that. And at any time that you line up a Nozil, Cristiano Ronaldo, Higuain, or Kaká, and replacing Nozil, I mean, I think there's always the possibility of plenty of goals for Real Madrid. I think that stuff really is just, it's a lot of interesting notes for previews, to talk about, you know, prior to the game. But I think once the whistle blows, that stuff goes out the window. I mean, have they struggled before? Yes. Does it mean that it'll be, you know, the same outcome tonight? No. They could easily score two or three goals.
Michael, which one are you more excited about? The Clásico next weekend coming up in the league or the Clásico tonight?
Wow, they're really two exciting matches, but obviously I'm going to have to go with the one tonight. I can't overlook tonight's game because I'm waiting for the one for the El Clásico that's coming up this weekend. I think that's kind of a mistake. I mean, I think we got a really good show set for us tonight. I mean, we're talking about a Copa del Rey bracket that will be decided tonight. Nonetheless, between Barcelona and Real Madrid, this is do or die. I don't think that tonight's show is going to be any less significant than this weekend, so I'm going to stick with tonight's game.
Have you got a score prediction for us this evening, mate?
Score prediction, I'm going to go 3-2 Barcelona.
Ooh, I'd love a 3-2 game, I have to say, mate. If you're right, I'll be very thankful because I'll take 5 goals in any Clásico any day of the week, and a 3-2 Barca win would be a tasty one to watch. Indeed. Michael, Michael, you've got a fantastic show coming up on the Mad About Football Boys this week. What have you got in store for us, mate?
We got a few things. I mean, obviously the Copa del Rey action that's going to happen tonight. FA Cup tomorrow with Chelsea in play. Also, in Germany, Bayern Munich will be facing Borussia Dortmund, which I think is actually a great game that maybe a lot of people are overlooking, and I think many of us should be aware of that game tomorrow. And of course, we'll cover the South American side of the game. Copa Live has a big week this week, and also the under-20 CONCACAF tournament. We'll briefly touch upon that, but it's always good to know what the younger generations are up to, especially when it comes to World Cup qualifying for that category. And among other nonsense that we come up along the way as we improvise on Mad About Football, man. It's always a fun show to listen to.
Man, you've been interviewing Marcelo as well of PSV in the last few hours, I guess. Am I right? I mean, it's got to be a pretty decent scoop after the tunnel brawl that took place between PSV and Feyenoord this weekend, man.
Yeah, actually, we were scheduled to interview him. For whatever reason, it couldn't happen at the scheduled time. We'll see if we could we can reschedule that interview with Marcelo. So it actually didn't go down as we planned, but hopefully we'll have him soon on Mad About Football.
I'm sure he's just nursing a few cuts and bruises after what took place in the tunnel this weekend, mate. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, who knows? But he had me. I had to get up early to get ready for this interview, and you know, it couldn't happen finally. So I'm kind of disappointed. I should have slept in today, but
hey, well, I'll tell you what,
it's
Michael.
All right. We'll forgive him.
We'll let you get back to bed, mate, and let you catch up on some beauty sleep for yourself there, mate. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wish I had the life you're living with the strip clubs and all that. And I gotta be at work in a couple, so.
Hey, this is
it's not the good life over here.
Hey, this is the Rafa Gonzalez guided tour you're talking about there of Los Angeles, and it's available for a price. Next time you're in LA, man, Rafa will be able to hook you up. Don't worry, man.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sure. You know, I've never been out to Cali, man. I'm gonna be 30 years old in about a month, and I've never even the farthest west I've gone is Vegas. I've never even stepped in Cali. I'd really love to though.
I bet you won't tell us what happened in Vegas.
Anytime, man. Anytime, Michael. I have an extra room. It's a bed. It's a pullout out of a couch. You can post up anytime, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. If you guys ever come down to Southwest LA, man, you know we got you covered over here too.
I know, man. Trust me. I've been planning my South Beach vacation very soon. Trust me.
Oh, well, you let us know. Well, the boys at Mad About Football will take care of you for sure.
Sounds like an offer that we can't refuse there. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today, mate. Take care and get back to bed, man.
I wish, man. I gotta start getting ready to bounce to work and other stuff. I got a long day ahead of me. I got the Heat game to go to tonight, too. I got to cover that. So
tough life.
My day's just getting started.
Yeah, such a tough life.
Yeah, rough life, man. Rough life, you know.
Hey, well, enjoy LeBron and D-Wade putting on a show, man. Take care, bros.
You boys have a good week.
Cheers, man. Thank you very much. Michael Lopez Merlos joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all El Clasico this evening. Barca, Real Madrid, they don't get much bigger. Or do they, Raf? Because when we come back after this very brief break, we're going to be looking at some of the other big games that are going to be taking place this week that maybe, just maybe, you've been overlooking. We'll have all that and more coming up next on World Football Daily.